WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a last-minute snag with Hamas is holding up the ceasefire deal agreed upon this week. He accuses Hamas of reneging on it. ABC's Ian Paddle in Tel Aviv says when it does go through.
The deal in three phases. The first set to begin this Sunday, lasting 42 days and including the release of 33 hostages, starting with women, children and the elderly. It's expected to include two of the seven Americans captured and believed to still be alive. In exchange for the hostages, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be freed. Israeli forces will pull back and more desperately needed aid will flow into Gaza.
The clock continues ticking for TikTok, the popular app, on the cusp of being banned in the U.S. over national security concerns. President Biden delivering his final address to the nation last night from the Oval Office. President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated for the second time on Monday. Most of his cabinet picks appear headed for confirmation. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The famed Line and Kugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls is set to shut down tomorrow, but the Line and Kugel family is hoping for a Hail Mary. As we've reported, Molson Coors is closing the historic brewery and sending production to Milwaukee. The Jacob Line and Kugel Brewery first began there in Chippewa Falls in 1867. The Line and Kugel family is said to keep the Liney Lodge and a small pilot brewery. They've said this last week before the closure is like a funeral. Last weekend, the family, employees, and even retired staff all gathered to share memories. But now they have one last hope. Dick and Jake Line and Kugel confirmed to the Chippewa Herald they're trying to convince Molson Coors to let them keep the brewery under Line and Kugel's leadership. So far, the company hasn't taken them up on that offer, but they're staying optimistic. If it closes tomorrow, 56 people in Chippewa Falls and 34 in Milwaukee will lose their jobs. And our biggest election here in Wisconsin in 2025 is for Supreme Court. Technically, this race is nonpartisan, but there are pretty clear party lines. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford has support from liberals, while former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel worked under Scott Walker and has the support of conservatives. So get ready for the onslaught of political ads because the money is already coming in. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
There's a lot of money already flowing in the race for the state Supreme Court. Announced candidates have released fundraising forms with the race already breaking fundraising records. Susan Crawford says she's got $2.8 million. Brad Schimmel's report shows $2.2 million raised. The race is expected to surpass the previous record-breaking $51 million spent in the 2023 Protasiewicz-Kelly contest. Estimates suggest total spending could reach $80 million.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home against the Orlando Magic. Milwaukee with another hot start, scoring 19 points in the first quarter on the way to a 122-93 win over the Magic. The Bucks have now won four of their last five. Damian Lillard led with 30 points.
Just over this last five or six games, I think we've definitely been putting the type of efforts together that we need to, regardless if it's home or on the road. You know, we're starting to feel what it's like when we do what we're supposed to do.
The Bucks host the Raptors tomorrow night at 7. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur will have to hire a new quarterback's coach. At age 71, Tom Clements has decided to retire after 14 seasons overall in Green Bay.
Man, it's been a cool ride with him for the last 3 years. He's incredibly consistent. What a great man, great mind. Obviously, he's had the opportunity to coach some of the best. I mean, when you talk about Favre, Rodgers, and then the development of Jordan Love. I mean, that's pretty cool.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. That's the dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra-wealthy people. And the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead. We see the consequences all across America, and we've seen it before. More than a century ago, the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy.
Thank you, President Biden. One of the most historically successful administrations ever, and got us Middle East peace on the way out the door, and Netanyahu has, of course, that up. I'm going to guess so. I don't know, Jody, what do you think? So
she's working on a problem.
Yes, I understand. So Trump gets credit. Let me just guess. Netanyahu's such a piece of... I don't even know where to start. So, this is 15 months they've been working on. This is the exact outline that Joe Biden put forward several months ago. And are you shocked? Netanyahu has blown the deal up, saying, of course, Hamas is reneging, blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, I feel like this has been the plan all along, is to so then go, oh, look what Trump did. Now he deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. This is an agreement that Joe Biden and his administration have been putting together for the last 15 months.
It's Carter with the Iranian hostages all
exactly.
over.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris Lavoie. Thank you, Jody Hamilton.
I'm smart.
You're smart.
I know things.
No, I just, those is this change everybody flagged with a reporter. This tells us exactly how we got here with the mainstream media. Reporter, who should get credit for this, you or Trump? And President Biden just said, is that a joke? I mean, because of course they're going to say, oh, and because they coordinated with the incoming Trump, because of course they did, because that's
course.
What real presidents do.
Right.
That
Thank
doesn't
you.
Mean they're not the one that put it together. Biden is the one that, oh, my God, I could just see this coming a mile away. Couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And then I was just like, oh, Gaza voters, like, oh, my God. Right?
Yeah.
Here we are. Yeah, our friend, who's our little stem cell? Victor Shi. Yeah, he just said, just heard someone on CNN give Trump some credit for the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. No, this happened under President Biden's administration. He deserves full credit for taking this across the finish line and making it happen. Thank you, President Biden, for all of us. I'm not shocked about POS, war criminal, Netanyahu blowing this up at the last minute.
Not at all.
Okay. Anyway, gee, wasn't that magical? We had a day of peace in the Middle East. Oh, also, would you like some, just as we say farewell
okay.
to our President Biden? Chris Jackson says President Biden leaving office as the most effective president in modern history. Over 16 million jobs created, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, brought manufacturing back with the CHIPS and the Science Act, biggest infrastructure investment since Eisenhower's era, capped insulin at $35 a month, life-changing for so many, lowered prescription drug costs, largest investment in the fight against climate crisis, forgave student loans for over 5 million borrowers, appointed more black federal judges than any president, including a historic number of black women. Oh, Lord. That one reporter summed up the entire mainstream media. Who gets credit? The person that's been negotiating this for 15 months, or the guy that... Mm-hmm. By the way, if anyone can this up, it's Donald Trump, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, there's not going to be any balance or negotiating. It's just like, whatever you want, Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Go finish the job, quote unquote.
He wants beachfront property.
Yeah, for Jared.
They went to Jared.
Yes, they did. Okay. Anyway, we have a big Thursday show, nonetheless.
We do.
With Armageddon approaching Monday.
Well.
Hooray. Yes.
We have Dr. Doom. We have Dana Goldberg. We have Tara Setmeyer.
We do.
In her virgin appearance here on the Stephanie Miller Show. And she will be on panel, Sexy Liberal, D.C., this Saturday.
Squee.
Yeah, exactly my point. My point was squee.
Yes.
I don't. She's been, you know, she's actually been great giving Democrats advice on these hearings. But I just don't know what you do when it's clear nothing matters anymore. None of them answer any of the questions. None of them. Apparently, she's been in a time capsule of some sort. She hasn't heard or seen anything
ever.
That Trump has ever said ever. Including, the recording from Georgia that every human in the United States has heard multiple times. She's never heard that.
No.
Him asking for the 11,000 whatever votes he needs. She was not aware of that. Can I just say, Mazie Hirono, who, you know, will call some bull when she hears some, you know, bull.
That is such bull. I can hardly stand it.
Wait, do I have this one? Hold, please.
I
have a lot of things. What was that exchange? I think it was something like... She said, Van Bonnie, once again, I'm not familiar with that. She's like, I just familiared you with it. She used it as a verb,
yeah.
To which I say, hold, please. Oh, how about this one? Yeah, Alex Padilla, our fantastic uh-huh. senator.
Yeah.
Will you defend birthright citizenship as the law of the land? Bondi, I will study birthright citizenship. Padilla, you're asking to be considered for attorney general, and you still need to study the 14th Amendment of
mm-hmm.
the Constitution.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Hold, please. Oh, here it is. Hirono. Are the felons convicted of breaking into the Capitol on January 6th hostages and patriots, as Trump said? Bondi, I'm not familiar with that statement. Hirono, I just familiarized you. Bondi, I'm not familiar with it. Wow, slow learner on top of being completely...
She's going to get confirmed.
Oh, I will not say Trump... lost the 2020 election. This is their new weasel speak. Joe Biden's the president.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, inherent is it happened illegitimately and he didn't really win, but oh well. That's what they're trying to say. Like, so they don't seem completely, you know, cuckoo banana bread. Yes, Joe Biden is clearly currently the president. No kidding. Yes, Christopher.
Can I say something very, very superficial?
We're in L.A. Of course you can. And we're under duress.
Pam Bondi needs help with that hair color. It's way too brassy.
Oh, yeah.
Way too brassy.
Whatever, legal Barbie. She's really something. Okay, where is... this is the Durbin. Yeah, 13.
Right.
This is the
20. The results, I accept, of course, that Joe Biden is president of the United States, but what I can tell you is what I saw firsthand when I went to Pennsylvania as an advocate for the campaign. I was an advocate for the campaign. And I was on the ground in Pennsylvania, and I saw many things there.
Really?
But do I accept the results? Of course I do.
Mm.
Do I agree with what happened? And I saw so much.
Did you?
You know, no one from either side of the aisle should want there to be any issues with election integrity in our country.
Right.
We should all want our elections to be free and fair and the rules and the laws to be followed.
This is just...
I think that question deserved a yes or no. And I think the length of your answer is an indication that you weren't prepared to answer yes.
This is what they do. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you saw what I saw in Pennsylvania, I saw some stuff. Really? What, could you give us any details or facts or evidence of any kind?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah, but I saw some stuff, Chris, in Pennsylvania.
What stuff did you see?
I saw a lot of things.
What stuff did you see?
What'd you see there, lady?
What things?
I'm not aware. I'm not aware of myself. I'm not aware of anything.
But I saw stuff.
I'm not aware of it, of myself.
She saw all the dings.
I'm going back. Anonymous Mears. Oh, that was the last hearing. Yeah, Anonymous Mears.
That was yesterday.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Marco Rubio's was the, like, most sane.
Yeah, he, well, I mean.
Did you see what they tried to, like.
He went before the committee that he was on.
Yes.
So, I mean. Yeah.
Would you like some water, Marco? What was I saying?
I don't remember.
Oh, the latest faux outrage on Fox News is Tim Kaine mentions Pete Hegseth's daughter. Oh, Jerry, that's despicable. No, he didn't. He mentioned that you cheated multiple times while out of wedlock while you just impregnated someone else. It went to his values and his character and his blackmail ability. He didn't specifically bring up his daughter. He brought up his 7-year-old child. Oh my God.
It's like
I've already said, oh, she's a child of God. And I bet that wasn't the point. The point is you were a serial adulterer, cheater. You were an open blackmail. You were, right, while you were hammered for the 5,000th time, you knocked someone up, the mother of that child up.
He had like a mousetrap game of infidelity, you know, where he had to build this whole contraption infidelity.
It's not, that was Tim Kaine's point. It's not your normal infidelity. It was, you know, series of, and culminating in rape charges.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh my God, I can't even. All right, one more, 14, Durbin.
Have you heard the recording of President Trump on January 2nd, 2021, when he urged the Secretary of State of Georgia to, quote, find 11,780 votes and declare him the winner of that state?
No, I've heard about it through clips, but no, Senator.
Heard about it?
What was your reaction to President Trump making that call?
I would have to listen to the tape, Senator.
Well, the quote that I give you is exact. He said to the Georgia Secretary of State, find 11,780 votes.
He did.
Do you have the entire context of that call? I feel like it was long, much longer than that, and may
it
have
is.
Been taken out of context.
It was an hour long.
Right.
You can certainly listen to it. I hope you will. Every American should.
It was on every newscast every night for a while.
Year. Yeah.
Okay. What was the context? Oh, it was in the context of trying to steal the election as a whole in this specific state. It was in the context of, can you help me steal this state and overturn the results here? Oh, my God. Our new best friend, Senator Whitehouse. Fantastic. Senator Whitehouse, would you have hired someone with an enemies list? Bondi, I don't believe Kash Patel has an enemies list. Untrue. Here's Kash Patel's published enemies list.
Yeah.
It's in a book.
Senator Whitehouse literally brought the receipts.
Yeah. I like him.
Oh, here it
I
is.
Do too.
He wrote it down. This is why these things are such a charade. They're just, I'm not aware of that. I didn't hear that. I don't know what.
What?
And then, and you're right, and she'll sail through.
Cause she's going to get confirmed.
The answer is yes, she's going to go after everybody on Kash Patel's enemies list, of course. Oh, my God. Okay. Is there anything I missed in this late dusting, Chris? Lara Trump said some more dumb about the fires in California.
She's
we'll
an idiot.
Yes, thank you.
The winds didn't pick up as much as we thought they would yesterday.
Yes. I have to get on a plane tomorrow, leave my house, and my dog's not really very happy about that. Let's hope that. But I'm very excited about sexy liberal.
I'm sure your fans will be happy to see you in D.C.
Me too.
Yes.
It's going to be really cold and full of Trumpers.
It is.
We're going to need
each
other.
Wear a jacket.
Boy. Okay.
Do you have a sweater?
I believe Monday it is. I checked. It is the temperature at which hell freezes over.
Did you bring a sweater?
I have not. I haven't started packing even vaguely. Don't tell Angela Shelton.
Angela's already in D.C.
When are you going to pack?
Probably right, you know.
Angela's already there. She's ahead of it.
Oh, she's already preemptively mad at me.
Yes.
No, don't have boarding pass. Haven't started packing. Nothing. Got no go bag.
This is why we will never travel together.
I have no evacuation plan. I got no go bag. I got nothing.
This is why you and I shall never travel together.
Oh, Saturday's high of 43. That's not too bad.
Monday's super cold. the inauguration day.
Yeah, but you're not going to be there on Monday.
I have 9.
You'll be here.
I just want hell to freeze over.
I have 22 on Monday.
Yeah. Woo. Okay.
It's shorts and t-shirt weather.
All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, definitely the long sleeve Cozy Earth pajamas for DC. That's for sure, boy howdy. I tell you what, my sheets, I'm leaving my sheets and my comforter and my duvet cover, it's, you know, that's trauma right there.
Yeah.
The good news is I can bring my Cozy Earth pajamas, which are made 100% from premium viscose from bamboo. So soft, so breathable. Ooh, there's the short sleeve, the long sleeve. The short sleeve will be going bye-bye for a few months. But the long sleeve, fantastical. 100-night sleep trial for cozy nights and relaxed mornings. Bamboo pajamas. Men's ends and women's is.
Yeah.
Both is. Soft, breathable, sleeps cooler than cotton, keep you perfectly comfortable. Better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in luxury with Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. My code gets you 40% off.
What?
Wow. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Well, if you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got great natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. Check out some of the 48,000 five-star reviews. The best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions for help with stress, moods, and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. I use the relief stick on my back after biking and I love it. There's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. They have over 2 million satisfied customers. They offer 100% money back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at cbdistillery.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Carl Verse has a rumbly-tumbly. Love and light out. He's not feeling well this morning, so we will miss Carl this week. But we have Dr. Doom, Tara Settmeyer, and Dana Goldberg here, so everything will automatically be
better.
Yeah, of course. Okay, give me one last Senator Durbin, who did a great job yesterday.
As a former prosecutor, are you not concerned that the President of the United States called a state election official and asked them to find enough votes to change the results of the election?
Senator, I have not listened to the hour-long conversation, but it's my understanding that is not what he asked him to do.
Oh. You need to listen to it. Let me ask a third question. Do you believe that the January 6 rioters who've been convicted of violent assaults on police officers should be pardoned?
Senator, if confirmed as Attorney General of the United States, the pardons, of course, fall under the president. But if asked to look at those cases, I will look at each case and advise on a case-by-case basis, just as I did my entire career as a prosecutor. Mm.
Did anyone ask her about taking the bribe to drop the Trump University case?
I don't think that was asked yesterday.
No. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I guess that just magically just went away. Had nothing, no connection to the campaign donation that Trump made. Okay. Did I hear that right? Which thing was she also not aware of? Yeah, he at one point said, are you concerned that Trump called the Georgia election officials and asked for the 11,000, blah, blah, blah. And she said, I've not listened to the conversation, but that's my understanding. Trump did not do that.
He did it. We heard it. Right. It's on tape.
Right. Okay. Let's go to LaDonna in Alabama. Hello, LaDonna.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My mom passed away this past Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, like Jody Hamilton, my birthday's this Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oy.
Thank you. I'm going to get the pay-per-view because I just need it right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just really felt like I needed to talk to y'all.
Oh, honey, sweetheart, I am so sorry. Trust me, if anyone knows, those of us out here in L.A. know that we're all going through horrific life stuff on top of all this Trump stress. And so what terrible timing for your birthday and the inauguration coming up. I feel you, honey. But you will all be together Saturday night.
We will. And thank y'all so much. And happy birthday to Jody. Also.
Thank you.
Aww, happy
You're
birthday.
So sweet.
Happy birthday, LaDonna.
You're welcome. I love y'all.
Oh, you too. I bet your mama is extra proud of you. Good God. It's always terrible, the timing of some things. Like, you know, you're just...
Well, my sister died 2 days after my birthday. So.
Yeah, yeah. Jody Hamilton's birthday is Saturday. I totally missed Crystal Boys on Monday because I suck. I didn't after the show. I said happy birthday after the show, but I'd forgotten. Jody didn't write the thing on the thing. I'm just saying it. I'm blaming
a friend of mine had to send you an email saying...
Not just any friend. Your friend with the giant package who was our ring boy at L.A. Sexy Liberal.
Yes. Christian.
Yes. I perk up when I get an email from him.
I've seen Christian.
Yes, you have.
That area.
Uh-huh. He wrote you a strongly worded email.
Yes, he did.
Karen Good for him.
Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi. Love to LaDonna. Oh my God. I know how that feels. And yes, we're gonna need you guys, for sure. I just wanna say, you know, listening to President Biden bring up that we are headed into an oligarchy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then listening to Rachel afterwards talk about what that means. Unless you were a member of that exclusive club, if you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, you are not going to reap the benefits. And unless we can monetize and make
And tech industrial. Yeah, tech industrial complex. You know, echoing Eisenhower's military industrial complex. Yep. And disinformation was a great, great point. All right, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Right now, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is considering a new rule to update standards for emergency workers. But advocates say it could have an adverse effect on volunteer fire departments, not just here in Wisconsin, but all over the country. OSHA's proposal would be the first updates to the fire brigade standard in 40 years. Staff said it would make emergency responders safer by bringing these rules up to date. It would place more requirements on local fire departments, including more training hours and updating equipment more often. It would also force firefighters into more extensive physicals, which could cost hundreds of dollars more per person. Now, fire departments would have to adhere to these standards no matter how big they are, professional or volunteer. State Senator Howard Markline submitted a public comment to OSHA in opposition.
I have heard from many of the 60 fire districts in my Senate district. I am very concerned about the proposed OSHA rules as they are. This one-size-fits-all approach does not work for rural Wisconsin.
Now, this is a federal process. State lawmakers like Markline don't have any control over this new rule. OSHA staff said they initially believed this would be financially feasible for small rural fire departments, but they've gotten lots of feedback since. So now they're taking a second look. The public comment period for the new rule ends tomorrow. And starting today, the frozen road law is now in effect across Wisconsin. The rule means trucks can be heavier on our highways in the winter if they're carrying the things we need most this time of year, like logs, sand, and salt. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation had already declared the frozen road law in effect in northern parts of the state, but starting today, it includes all of Wisconsin. Basically, it's been cold enough that it's frozen under the roads. They're able to withstand some heavier vehicles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening on your Thursday. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine off and on at times. Our high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And then after that, hang on, it's going to get really cold later this weekend into the first part of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve, a mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
The John and Gordy Show.
Costco is building apartments above its stores to address the affordable housing crisis starting earlier this year. Walking downstairs and getting a $1.50 hot dog, Sam.
Man, that's just the dream.
Gives new meaning to the affordable walkability.
John, you're very excited about this.
This is my dream come true.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a beautiful couple of days of weather coming up. That isn't going to last. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist, will be here to break it all down. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Damaging it is when you have somebody with that
type of a platform, yeah, who is next week going to be the president of the United States, is injecting inaccurate information about the worst wildfires in American history.
Let me answer that by thanking President of the United States, Joe Biden, who within 36 hours supported a major disaster declaration by text. A few minutes later, committed 100. He could have just committed 75%, 90. He said 100% of all the costs for disaster recovery. That took the time to meet with first responders, was here on the ground. I want to thank President Joe Biden.
Yeah, don't we all? Thank you, President Biden. Chris, who said what's not helpful or beneficial is these wild-eyed fantasies that somehow there's a magical spigot in Northern California that could just be turned on. All of a sudden, there'll be rain or water flowing everywhere. It's not helpful.
Aquaman.
No. Oh, it was a good guess, though. No. That was Governor Gavin Newsom talking about Trump's latest. Why don't they just turn on the spigots and the beautiful water from North Carolina, Northern California can flow to me? Gavin Newsom, let the beautiful water flow.
Our water does come from up north.
Colorado.
He's not even president yet. I can't.
The Sierras.
The stupid is burning. You know what's burning? The fires and the stupid. I think the stupid right now is burning more than the fires. It's I can't. Okay. Gavin Newsom, one more.
I want to offer that as an example to the incoming president, a presidential leadership, a president of the United States of America, being here for the American citizen. He didn't ask me, is this a conservative part of California, Altadena? Did they vote for me? What, you know, he didn't ask for his staff to look at the last election and see how many were for Kamala or how many were for Donald Trump. He said, Powell, you got it. We have their backs. Express empathy. I had firefighters that went up to him, and they had tears in his eyes after meeting Joe Biden, who was consoling them. I think that's an example for the incoming president.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll take a page from Joe Biden's decency.
Take that example.
Yeah, okay.
What's not, I think, helpful or beneficial is this string of consciousness, these wild-eyed fantasies that somehow the state water project, we have reservoirs that are at or near historic highs, full, completely full. That somehow there's a magical spigot in California, Northern California, that just can be turned on and all of a sudden there'll be rain or water flowing everywhere. It's not helpful. It's damaging to the very foundation of the notion of what are facts, what are truths. And the fact of that asymmetry, that's profound and consequential. Amplified by people like, let's be candid, Elon Musk and others. And that 1-2 punch is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who said that? Oh, you just played it. Never mind. It says Gavin Newsom right on there. What? No, it says right on there, Gavin Newsom. And it was the guest of the quote.
Really bad at that.
Super bad.
He can hear, though.
I get the California derangement syndrome. I've been living with that for years and years. New scum. You know, the same 7th grade. I remember the guy on Baltimore Avenue that called me new scum. I was in 7th grade. I can handle that. We'll leave that aside. I understand what they're trying to do. I want to work with them. Not about me. It's about people that we both represent. He represents, and I represent. And I'm honored and proud to represent these folks. And I desperately plead with them. Come out here. Help us. And we will help you. You'll be elevated, Mr. President.
Yeah, exactly. If you think, right, come on out. You look like Gandhi.
Exactly.
You look like, yeah. God. Chris, who said if anyone can lick this fire, it's lesbians?
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Yes, it was me. I love when people quote me on social media, and then I guess to quote me to Chris the next day because I'm like, I am funny.
You know what? Sometimes you are.
Every now and again.
And I think we gave her credit for that.
We did. Yeah, we did. There's always a little bit of shock that you're like, oh, that was funny.
Wow.
That was actually funny.
Yeah.
That's like Evening at the Improv material there.
What do you know about funny over there? Like Carol Burnett's daughter. What do you know?
Take that to your next appearance on Evening at the Improv.
There you go.
Which was canceled in, what, 1980-something?
I don't know.
Okay. our little baby, tiny self, Victor Shee. With some great points, as he does, posting. I haven't seen a lot of coverage around the fact that basically the entire California congressional delegation, the Republicans, fled to Mar-a-Lago during the worst of the fires to be with Donald Trump. But somehow Mayor Karen Bass, a black woman, gets blamed for being in Ghana for a presidential delegation before the fire started, then gets on a military flight 1 hour after being notified of the fires. This is really tiring. By the way, can I just say, Ghana, my bike club major Taylor is an largely African American bike club. Ghana is a really big deal in the African American people. They do Cycle Ghana every year, and so if you're Karen Bass and you're invited on a presidential delegation to Ghana, and as we were saying yesterday, even the Fox bimbo had to admit this is not like a hurricane. She would have had very little notice of the. I don't know how else to put into words how extraordinary what we're going through is. Right, that we are in an 8-year drought at 100-mile-an-hour winds that haven't stopped in a week, practically, right? I mean, this is like not even like a day or two event. This is, Victor also said, yeah, don't know who needs to hear this. A mayor has no control over hurricane-level wind gusts. 100 more fire trucks would not have stopped a fire in 100-plus-mile-per-hour winds. Scientists and firefighters have said the same. Stop blaming black women. Now is the time we focus on rebuilding this great city of L.A. It's every day, too. They're looking for a different political point to score rather than how can we help in this ongoing. Well, speaking of which, Lara Trump.
No one wants to take any blame for anything out in California. Instead, they're blaming climate change. I would really love for someone out there to explain to me how climate change is the reason that the reservoirs were dry, that there's water in the fire hydrants.
Oh, my God. It's just the same lies over and over again. Mm-hmm. Are you seriously in your heart of hearts, everybody listening right now, are you not aware of there being way more extreme weather events in the last however long? Ask yourself, was it like this when you were growing up? Do you even remember this many unbelievably extreme weather, climate events? And there she repeats the lies. The reservoirs were not full. The fire hydrants, it's because of the pressure.
I know it's something.
Thank you. They were not dry. Right. We did not have water.
Physics isn't something that Laura Trump concerns her pretty little head about.
Because it doesn't
have music involved.
She's a bad singer. She's a really bad singer.
This is the kind of stuff that drove people away from the Democrat Party.
What?
People just want to be able to wash their clothes and only wash their clothes one time, Sean. They want their washing machine to work, their dishwasher to work.
I only wash my clothes one time.
Chris, is there a human being that did not vote for the Democratic Party because something... clothes washing?
I have a question.
I only wash my clothes one time.
I wash my clothes after I wear them, so sometimes I wear the same outfit more than once, hence I wash my clothes more than once.
I'll wear a pair of jeans twice.
There is not a human that didn't vote because they feel like they have to wash their clothes more than once. What?
And I don't have a
dishwasher. Did she throw her clothes away after that?
I don't understand. Okay, this is so under those comments on Fox News, the Chiron reads, liberal jurisdictions double down on climate alarmism.
Oh, God.
So believing in climate change now is alarmism? Okay. Yeah, we're sorry for being alarmist about, 11 billion acres of Los Angeles burning in the middle of the rainy season. Mm-hmm. Okay. Half the story, whenever there's like somebody quoted some maggot, is like have to be the fact checking, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's on TV or in print. So here's this part of the California reservoirs were not dry. Mm-hmm. Firefighters did encounter issues with water supply to hydrants due to high demand. Water pressure, check into it. You would think people that have to wash their clothes so many times would understand.
You'd think.
That's all I do is wash clothes over and over.
Wash the toilets, wash the clothes.
Yes. As California suffered through one of its hottest summers on record, vegetation that had proliferated during an intensely wet spell dried out to create an abundance of kindling. Wintertime fires in Southern California require a lot of extreme climate and weather events to occur at once, according to a climate scientist. What does he know? Does he sing on fire escapes? No.
Well, he knows about fire escapes.
Sing?
In quotes?
Yeah.
Scientists say the unprecedented winter fires demonstrate how extreme climate swings or whiplash conditions are intensifying to increase the likelihood of fires and other disasters, according to experts. Even the most well-resourced fire agencies would have struggled immensely to control the infernos under this perfect storm of conditions. So here's the one thing they keep talking about. One reservoir in Pacific Palisades area was offline at the time for repairs. Mm-hmm. This is when they generally do it in the winter, when there's supposed to be less chance of, right? And it has to be repaired at some point.
Sometimes reservoirs need repairs.
Yes, right. They do. If they hadn't repaired it, they'd be like, oh, see, it's because of that faulty reservoir that needed repair.
Yeah. You let that crack happen in that reservoir. That's your own damn fault.
Mm-hmm. Experts, again with the experts, say it might have helped, but given the unprecedented demand, the issues likely still would have persisted. Like seriously, that's like a drop of water in a glass. Had that one reservoir not been under repair anyway. This is really the director of the Water Initiative. Whatever. What does he know about water? Sorry, I'm adding in the MAGA Fox voices in my head. This is a really complex, complicated, and emergent issue that just hasn't been on the radar for mostly anyone. So I just don't think there's an individual blame to go around at all. These were exceptional fire conditions that we're seeing in L.A., drought, climate change, and even these high winds. Am I crazy thinking that we have Santa Ana winds every year, but these are like unbelievable, and they're going on forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we may get a—I guess it's— calm down a little today, but like who knows, right? What's going to happen?
And luckily, the Santa Ana's that they were predicting yesterday really didn't materialize.
Yeah.
There was a fire out in San Bernardino, but they knocked that down real quick.
Yeah. Chris, who said?
Oh God, I'm so bad at this.
Yeah, we have a lot of guests coming up. I'm just saying, I crammed all your wrongness into it. Right. Oh, you were also wrong. The actor we played yesterday, Eric Braden, was not in Hogan's Heroes. He was in Rat Patrol.
Rat Patrol.
So, got a lot of Chris's wrong emails. It's hard to keep up with all of them. Anyway, Chris. Mrs. Birthday, and now I'll be in a C-word the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Par for the course.
It's in his head. It's in his head.
Happy birthday, preemptively. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, don't overcorrect with her.
I'm going to overcorrect. Well, we won't be on the air Saturday. Okay.
Well, it's like we weren't on the air on Monday.
I'll be on the air Monday.
It's like we weren't on the air on
Monday. Oh, I know.
Monday.
It's like it didn't happen. If a birthday tree falls in a forest and I didn't say it, did it happen? No. If I don't say it, it didn't happen.
Of course not.
So you're a year younger because it didn't happen because I forgot to say happy birthday.
Yeah, try saying that to Mother Nature.
Okay.
It's not nice to...
Yeah, try saying that to my knees.
My back.
You all look much younger than you are. Although I agree with noted feminist Jen Kirkman, who says she hates when people say she looks so much younger, because she said inherent in that is that I would be completely if I actually were the age that I am.
Right.
Okay, Chris, where am I? Oh, my God, I'm back. Hi, I'm back. Who said witness the 17 million jobs created in the last 4 years? Second highest notch by any president, save Bill Clinton. And it took Clinton 2 terms to do it. Mm-hmm. Biden's accomplishment was no accident.
Mr. Slate.
No, the wild-eyed liberal Forbes magazine said that of President Biden's unbelievable record.
Those are libs, man.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed Steve Forbes once.
Did you really? How'd that go for you?
It was fine. I did it for...
He seems like a firecracker.
You know what? He was actually quite nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Ah, good for you. Okay, let's go to Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hi, Lucretia.
Hi, yes. Good morning, you guys. Well, if I just me for a moment, this whole... I never heard the call BS. That is just as believable as Captain Bone Spurs weighing 235 pounds. And the fact she thinks Cash, who looks like he's being kicked in the junk all the time, Patel is going to be a good FBI director, is a joke. And also, too, let's address her crappy ass attitude. And during that whole thing, boy, I thought that Cheeto bronzer clown was dumb as a box of rocks. It's like for her to sit there, come up here and lie before these people. Everyone heard that M&F'ing call of the 11,780 votes. So the fact for you to sit up here and say, boy, I have to listen to it, bitch, please.
All right. Thank you, Lucretia. Lucretia just tottering along that FCC line as she normally.
So cool.
I always feel like she's just like tottering along an FCC line in stilettos. I'm just like, no.
I love how she's very quiet at the beginning of her phone call because she's sitting at her work desk and she needs to go into the stairwell in order to
to get her up to her swearing. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Bless her.
Oh, bless her. Okay. And I'm the one that ends up with the FCC stiletto in my eye. Exactly. That's what happens. Okay.
Just like Steven Weber.
Right. 49.
In single white female.
We love Steven Weber.
Steven Weber got the
stiletto. Come back on the show.
He did. He got the thing in his eye.
He got the stiletto in his eye. Single white
Bridget
female.
Fonda.
Okay. Steven, call in. I know you're listening. Okay. He was just on a while ago. He's delightful, even though I called him Tim.
Tim.
I melded all the characters from Wings.
Might have called him Tony Shalhoub at that
point. Right, yeah. Crystal Bernard.
He's great, too.
Crystal Bernard.
She's also great.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and our favorite, Amy Yasbeck. Yeah. Hi, Amy. Okay, 49 minutes to the hour, this portion of the show is brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yay.
More important than ever now. Why? Because, right, we're all hinky about, like, what social media thing do you do? What, tech bro right-wing douchebag behind this or donating to that. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company.
Right.
So not only are you standing with a company that shares your values, they give millions. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are going to need help more than ever now. Like reproductive freedom for all, friends of the earth, on and on. When you join Credo, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, bring your current number. It's so easy. Go to credomobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
It's a new year, and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our recent reporting explored the massive contributions to Donald Trump's inaugural fund, reportedly reaching $170 million. What are the rules as to how that money is spent? The short answer is, there aren't any. The Federal Election Commission allows private donations to support inaugural activities. This year, that's a parade, a rally, two luncheons, a tea, three dinners, three inaugural balls, and fireworks at Trump's Sterling Golf Club.
The FEC requires reporting of donations over $200, but sets no limits or dictates how it's used. Let's say that the Trump inauguration has 12 events and they cost an astronomical $2 million each, a whopping $24 million. That leaves $146 million left. When the inauguration is over, will we know how the leftover money will be used? We won't. While a Trump campaign source told the New York Times some would be used for Trump's presidential library, there are no rules dictating how that money is used. The Inaugural Fund Integrity Act is expected to be reintroduced in Congress in January, which would set a limit of $50,000, require immediate disclosure of contributions over $1,000, and ban corporate and super PAC donations. That's a start, but the legislation still doesn't require disclosure of how that extra money gets spent. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Council.
I got Stephanie Miller.
And I'm super bad.
Stephanie Miller.
And I'm super bad.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Tara Settmeyer, co-founder of the Seneca Project, coming up. Did you just clap silently?
I clapped.
Yes.
Because she's going to be on, and I'm very excited about that.
She's a very good friend of JoJo from Jurors, so that's all the introduction
nice
I need. Huh?
She was very nice to me.
Yeah, she's fantastic. You see her on TV all the time.
Yeah,
so she will join us on stage this Saturday for Sexy Liberal. Oh, and Lucretia, the sweaty church whore from Milwaukee, confirms that she does go into the stairwell at work.
Right.
To, you know, really.
That's why she's quiet at the beginning of the call every single time.
Yeah, and then cranks it up in the stairwell, and then she goes back to her cubicle quietly like a little mouse. Yeah. And none of her coworkers ever suspect.
They all know.
They all know. They can hear her.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That stairwell is very echoey.
Uh-huh. Yep. It echoes through the whole building, not just that floor.
They've all heard all the calls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ace in D.C. Hello, Ace.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
Hey, Chris and Jody.
Hey.
Jody, me and you share a birthday. I'm a year older than you.
Happy birthday on Saturday.
So many birthday wishes for Jody.
And I will be there Saturday, both you guys. Oh, all three of you guys, excuse me. Hey, Chris, real quick.
Yes.
I'm an HBCU grad, and I want to be the official HBCU representative of the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right.
Is there an opening?
Yes, there is.
Yes,
there
is. Let me.
And one more.
I grew up across the river from Hampton University, so I
that's
know them.
Where I went to school.
There you go. Yes.
Have you worn the Lederhosen at Busch Gardens?
That's all that matters.
No, I have not. But real, you're going to be in D.C. You know, there's a lot of HBCU grads, a lot of HBCU folks.
Yep.
We definitely want to help you with your dance skills.
Oh,
so feel free. So feel free to come by any HBCU party Saturday night.
I think Frangela can tell you there is no helping me with my dance skills, but I appreciate the
Frangela
thought, and
tried.
I will come and try.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Frangela has tried to help her.
To be groped. I will be there for the meet and grope.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, Ace. All right, stay safe. See you in D.C. Saturday. Woohoo! Parties. Okay, Chris, I didn't want to. Guess what? Since I missed your birthday money, I got you a pony. It's in the garage.
I don't want a pony. Where am I going to keep a pony?
Well, now what do I do with this completely useless pony?
I don't even have a dishwasher. Where am I going to keep a pony?
You had dogs that big. You'll be fine.
That was mean. I didn't get him a pony. Okay. What's wrong with me? You know what? I'm going to blame Trump and now the fire. It's just I'm under a great deal of strain. Okay, so listen, sexyliberal.com, pay-per-view, only $20, and you support this whole, Resistance 2.0 that is beginning Saturday in D.C. It's Joni Hamilton's birthday, for God's sakes, America. The only thing she wants is for you to go to sexyliberal.com.
Exactly, that's all I want.
Get a ticket. Okay, Tara Setmeyer next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition. Jeff Wright, candidate for Wisconsin Superintendent of Public Instructions, will be here live. We'll spend a half an hour getting to know him and why he wants the job. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A last-minute snag delaying the Israeli government's approval of the Gaza ceasefire deal that was announced on Wednesday. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement. But the White House National Security Communications Advisor, John Kirby, says...
We're confident that we're going to be able to start implementing it on Sunday. There are some implementing details that still need to be ironed out. We're working with the Israelis on that very, very hard right now, but we're confident that we're going to get there.
The deal calls for the release of 33 Israeli hostages in exchange for hundreds of Palestinians being held in Israeli prisons. Overnight, there were more Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. They killed scores of Palestinians, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. In South Korea, a court has upheld the detention of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, the court rejecting a challenge put forward by his lawyers. American Cancer Society's annual report shows higher rates of cancer among women between the ages of 50 and 64. This is ABC News.